How did this idea come about for a hockey festival in Connecticut?
Well, I think it came about long before I got here, because I know at my initial press conference, I was asked, would I have interest in it? It was clearly talked about before I got here, and I said, of course. I think it would be a wonderful event for the state, for all those involved in hockey at any level in Connecticut, to be able to have a tournament where four Division I teams could play for a championship. I'm glad it's getting off the ground now, and looking forward to seeing how it's attended and the type of buzz it creates within the community.
Well, there's definitely a hockey base still in Connecticut from the days of the Whalers in Hartford. You've been drawn very well. It's a lot of fun going to the games. How does that set up, you think, for the interest down in Bridgeport, which it is a great arena to watch hockey in?
It is a great arena to watch hockey in. I don't know how it's going to be attended in Bridgeport. You know, I was hoping at some point that it would probably rotate between Bridgeport and Hartford. I think UConn's going to draw wherever we go. I will not be surprised if there's 7,000-8,000 fans there.
I think the youth component with the tournament for the 12 and unders and the clinics probably is a good draw for the kids to go see the college kids play.
Oh, no question about it. And if all those kids are coming to the games, and that's really the whole point of it. We want to be able to, and I think I'm speaking for all four schools, to be able to keep the best talent in this state. And there's been a lot of great talent in this state over the years here at home in Connecticut. We don't want people to have to drive by our schools to go to another school. You're not going to be able to keep everybody, but if we could keep the majority of the kids in state, it's better for all of us. One way to do that would be to have this tournament year in, year out. You know, when an 8-year-old is going for, you know, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, he's been going and growing up going to this tournament, naturally, they're going to want to play in the tournament. So when it comes time to go through the recruiting process, that's certainly going to be something that we could use to attract kids to come to our school.
The televising of the games is a key always, and the move to Hockey East certainly has helped that, because on any given week, there's a good chance that the UConn game will be one of the ones that'll be on. Getting the TV viewers is really also another key thing.
No question, and you know, we're on again this Saturday versus Northeastern, so I think that's one of the things that's really evolved in college hockey, is that more and more games are being put on television and more stations are picking up the games. And you're seeing, even with the capabilities that we have streaming games, it's also you're getting a very good picture. I think the viewing of college hockey is only going to evolve and get better as time goes on.
The move to Hockey East certainly was a huge leap from the days of the Atlantic League and the previous club history of hockey. And it seems that the margins get closer, because in just looking at the way that the team has been able to be competitive and perform in the league, when you've got right now, I believe it's 5 members of the league who are in the top 20 nationally, it's a tough league to play in.
It's a really tough league. One of the tough things about here at UConn, and why I'm so proud of our kids and how competitive we are, the two things that you really need to have when you're starting a program are top-notch facilities and tradition. And you know, when I went to Boston College, they had 6 straight losing seasons. However, they had a top-notch facility, and they had tradition from years past where they had won national tournaments or they had won Hockey East championships. So you could draw back on that and recruit kids to that. Whereas here, the program was in its infancy when I took over. It was our first year, our inaugural year. So we didn't really have any tradition in Hockey East, and our facilities have to improve if we're going to attract the type of kid that wants to play in Hockey East. And I was so proud of that first class that we recruited to play in Hockey East, because every year they were here, they got better and improved in the standings every single year. And culminating with their senior year, we finished 5th in the league and got a first round bye and lost to BU in overtime to go to the Garden. So there was a lot of progress there. And then last year we had to turn over 12 kids and we had 12 freshmen. And we've had some ups and downs this year, but it's still, I believe, the program's on the rise.
I look at the numbers, because when you look at sports, you look at stats. The numbers are competitive in there. I mean, the number of ties, which in hockey there are ties, that's a goal. You see it's on the edge of making that leap. And kids have been going into the NHL, which is always a good measure. But also, this is a regional sport. There's just looking at the teams in the league, historic rivalries that UConn has had with Boston College, Mass, UMass, Providence, and Northeastern. So that's good for the game, too.
It's great. I mean, as you alluded to earlier, if it's not the best league in the country, it's in the conversation. So night in and night out, you're playing a top-notch foe. Since we've been in the league, we've had 3 Hobey Baker Award winners, maybe 4, since I've been here at Connecticut. And that's 4 in the last 6 years.
Which is the top player.
Top player in the country. So as I said, a very, very competitive league. And, you know, our first couple of years here, we had some nights where it was 9-1 or 10-2. And those days, thank goodness, are behind us. You can always have a game where you don't have a good night, but it was continually towards the end of that first season where we really weren't in games. We were just hanging on to survive. But, you know, now it's a competitive game every night.
Who are the players you're relying on this year? Because as you said, you had a young team last year. So as you always say in sports, the best thing about freshmen is to become sophomores and they have a little bit more experience.
You know, we're getting some pretty good senior leadership. Wyatt Neupower and Ben Freeman are our co-captains, and they've done a great job leading the way. And Sasha Pyasov has really metamorphosed into a top-end goal scorer for us. Justin Howell is playing a really significant role on our team as well, winning face-offs and sometimes being matched up against the other team's top line. So we're getting great senior leadership. We have a small junior class with Adam Karashek, Zach Robbins, and Brian Regali playing the majority of the games. And then we have a big, big sophomore class. That's the class that needs to continue to grow, continually get better for us. For our team to get better, they have to grow as a group, and they have done that.
People forget a little bit that it was only 6-7 years ago that 2 of these teams played for the national championship.
Yeah, they did. You know, Yale and Quinnipiac played in, 13. Yeah, that was the year they played for the national championship. Quinnipiac was only probably 20 years old, if that. They were a club team for a long time. Now they've built a really strong program. It's going to be fun. I think it's fantastic. You know, we're in the embryonic stages of this tournament, but I want to grow it to where it's something special every year.